My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The record once a day or as needed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg and some Tony on a Labor Day morning. We are now in officially for the Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steak and Sandra, for letting us hang out on this Labor Day morning. Good morning, George.
Morning.
And heading into this 9 o'clock hour, we say good morning and happy Labor Day to everybody in Mableton.
In Mableton.
Out there by me, on the other side of I-20.
Yeah, right there with the Veterans Highway.
That's where Herb moved to, by the way, too.
Really?
Yeah, he moved to Mableton.
Shout out to all the folks out there on the Veterans Highway.
Yes, absolutely. I take that when 20's messed up at times here. and a happy birthday to Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
A dude who played a little ball.
Yeah, he did.
And had been famous for decades.
I'm telling you.
decades. And his was the daddy a Hall of Heisman Trophy winner?
I think so.
Tom Harmon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. We have a very special guest, Mr.
We
Crenshaw.
We do. We have a very, very special guest, and I'm very happy we get a chance to talk with him before he takes off and takes flight for Cairo, Egypt. This guy's going places.
Cairo.
He's going places.
Get some peanuts on that flight.
Yeah, you know, a whole lot more than that. That's a long flight, but he's going to go and represent us. Good morning to Najee Smothers, and I think we have his mom on here as well with us. I think we do.
Morning.
Good morning to both of you. Welcome to our show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wonderful. Man, when I found out about your story, especially with Paralympics going on right now, and really what you're doing is part of the legacy of the 1996 Atlanta Paralympics, wheelchair handball player, you know, Team USA. Najee, talk about what it means to represent, to be a part of Team USA and representing the country in this big event that's coming up.
It's a great opportunity playing with other great athletes and potentially winning gold, being able to travel a lot with the team and just creating a great bond with them.
Yeah. How'd you get started, you know, with this particular, because I think you play wheelchair basketball as well, don't you?
Yes, sir. So I was at a basketball camp, and the head coach for the USA handball team was looking for people to recruit, and he saw like my athleticism and how fast I was and invited me to the first open handball tryouts.
Well, see, I'm listening to a very nice, calm young man here.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen that wheelchair basketball, and them dudes don't sound like him. They play pretty rough, and people are bumping into each other and all of that.
Yeah.
So maybe he moved to the right sport. Najee, this is Greg, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. This is special on two accounts because not only is it going to be the first opportunity to play this sport in the Olympics, as I understand it, in the 28 Olympics,
28.
But you would possibly be winning gold on your home turf out there in Los Angeles. That's got to be something special.
Yes, sir, it is.
Now he's a junior at Grayson High School. What are your classmates? What are the people you're in school with? What do they say about what you're getting the chance to do?
They're really excited for me to get the chance to play for USA, and they're just glad that I'm able to represent USA.
I have a question for Mom.
Go ahead.
Because we have Mom on the phone, right? We have Noray.
She there?
Yes. I'm
okay.
Here.
Listen, yeah. We talk to parents of Olympians regularly, and so take a second and just talk about the pride that you have in watching your son get to where he is right now.
So Najee is an amazing, amazing athlete. I don't care how dry he sounds. He's an awesome athlete, and he pretty much lets his talent show on the court. Mm-hmm. You know, and for this opportunity to come out of nowhere. Because he's been playing handball since he was, five or six? And it's a little different. But just the opportunity that he has now to play on an international level is amazing. And I'm over here doing cartwheels while he's, like, you know, kind of laid back and, like, excited in the inside. But I'm the one shouting from the moon, you know, because he is incredible. And just to see him, because he is really, really humbled and kind of shy. But on the court, he's not shy. He's not humbled at all. You know, he just comes out there and he does his thing at everything he does, you know. So it's going to be amazing to see him blossom internationally in Egypt and then potentially come out and play Paralympics. You know, the USA handball team is the first ever wheelchair handball, you know, right. Handball. There's nothing in USA. So he's the first. His name will always be mentioned as one of the first members of the USA handball team. So this opportunity for him is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just special. I mean, when you think about this moving forward and what said, she's talking about a guy who's keeping everything inside. We have a term for that in sports. I don't care what the sport is, a silent, you know.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to say that word, but that's him. But we just got through talking to family members whose kid was going to be a part of those opening ceremonies in Paris. What must that thought be like for you having your son participate in opening ceremonies in Los Angeles? You can bring more family members because it's here in the country, but that experience must be like when it runs through your mind.
Yeah, I can't wait until I don't know how I'll be, you know, I'm already excited. I'm a number one fan all the time. So I know that I'll be crazy excited for him. And I just think that being on our own turf and being able to play, I think that would be amazing if there's the opportunity to do that because this dude is just amazing to just look at him and just see how far he's come, you know?
Yeah, fantastic.
So it's just, I don't know.
If you're hearing the pride, you
I was going to say, that's a proud mama right there.
That's a proud mama. We're here. We're talking about Noray's mother's talking about her son, Najee, a junior at Grayson High School, really is – thrived with adaptive sports. And a shout out to the DeKalb Silver Streaks also. Talk a little bit about that, the fact that you got school-based team, DeKalb Silver Streaks, and he's been a part of that as well.
Yeah, he's been on that team playing handball, playing football, playing basketball for the last 12 years. So he has thrived in everything he's done with that team. And even playing handball has been, we didn't think handball was going to be our way. You know, we never mm-hmm. thought of handball as being an opportunity for us. Always basketball, maybe even track, but never handball. So this is a great opportunity for him. And, you know, the Cap Table Streaks have given him an opportunity to show him You know, it's a little different now because the ball is smaller, the goal is shorter, you know, but his arm is amazing. You know, his arm is crazy. So
I wonder if that's one of those sports where you got to learn to, you know, like basketball, you got to learn to get it done with both hands, you know, both arms. Does he equal as far as power throwing it with left and right, or is he still working on that?
So no, he's definitely a righty. Mm-hmm. He doesn't throw it both hands. But what's good about that is you have other players with you, athletes that's on his team that are lefty, you know. But so Najee is definitely only gonna play with his right. That's his dominant hand, you know. He's gonna get it done. He's not both hands. It's just one, and which is his right hand to get it in.
Fantastic. He's been the team captain for the DeKalb Silver Streaks. Of course, he's now headed with the third IHF Wheelchair Handball World Championship that's coming up in Cairo, Egypt. That's September 16th through 21st of this year. Of course, you know, that's a major accomplishment to be. It's like, and he is the youngest to be a part of this. So this is remarkable. How do you feel about him getting to travel this far away? That's a long plane ride over to Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah, so, I'm a little nervous, but of course I know Najee is responsible, and he has a good group of people with him. So we have six coaches flying with them and being with them at all times, plus security, you know. So Najee is pretty he was nervous at first, but I think that him having the six coaches and having the older teammates with him, I think it's okay. But, I mean, I'm always nervous he's away from me. So I think he'll be okay. I'm nervous about him traveling so far away, 13-hour flight all the way to Cairo. So, you know, so it's just me.
Ms. Mothers, whenever, you know, we've got a couple more minutes with you. Usually we always try to have sports moms on with us on Mother's Day, and it's not Mother's Day, but you're here with us. We always ask those moms to pass along some wisdom to other moms who may be starting out along the road that you've already traveled. What advice do you have for some young moms who are just starting out and hope that their child gets to achieve what Najee has achieved?
I think my biggest thing for me was to allow Najee to do whatever his body allowed him to do. Even though he was disabled, I allowed Najee to do everything that I allowed him to choose, whether he could or could not, and just to keep pushing and don't give up, you know, because even though your child may have a disability, that kid may come out, you know, doing things that you could never even imagine, you know. So I've always allowed Najee to say, hey, Mom, I want to do this. And I say, okay, Najee, let's do that. And he'll say, my body can't. I never told Najee he could not do something. I always told him he could do something. And his body said no, you know, but I never limited his abilities or limited his things that were going on. I never limited those things. So I think give your kids the stars and the moons, and then, you know, see where it goes.
All right. And is there a place online where we could see the team or Najee do what they do? We could see video of it?
So the IHF is streaming it. We don't have the details yet, but it should be on YouTube through IHF, through the
Okay, and we'll watch and see with that when it
starts. And also, you know, Najee will be posted on his page as well.
Okay.
Oh, where's his page at? Yeah. Let's hear those. Let's hear that info.
Is he on IG or you on Facebook? What is he on?
He's on IG. Can you talk to us?
Okay.
Yeah. What's your IG, Najee?
It's ATL _Hawks_44, all lowercase.
Okay. All right. That's what we're going to watch. We've been watching for that and watching your progress. We appreciate you guys spending some time with us this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to you, Ms. Mothers. Congratulations to you, Mom. And try not to worry about that 13-hour flight, okay?
Yeah.
He's going to be just fine. He's
right.
going to represent us and represent Team USA. And we're so proud of you. Good luck to you, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning, all right?
Thank you, Najee, and Norai.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, all right.
Thank you. It's the Smothers.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting her kids. See, I would think she'd be going with them.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like she's going with them.
Maybe not this one.
But 13 hours of putting your baby on a flight like that.
But you know what? At the rate he's going, they're going to be some other trips.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right. We're going to turn things over. Is it Mr. Fricky at the top of the hour there? Mr. Fricky is waiting, coming up at 10 a.m. But we got to talk to Joe Patrick next.
Oh, man.
He going to get us set for Falcons. Steelers.
Yes, he will.
Get his opinion on whatever else is going on in the NFL. And we might have him, you know, he might have gotten that Atlanta United that one goal, that win the other day.
How about right? that?
That could be on Joe. Anyway, he is coming up next. Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Radio 92.9TheGame.com. It is a holiday Monday morning. Happy Labor Day. I want to thank you guys for letting Sam and I be a part of your Monday morning. We're in for the Steakhouse now. Steak and Sandra. Hopefully they're enjoying their Labor Day, their Monday off. What did you say about when we come in here, we ain't going to break nothing?
Not going to break anything.
No.
Leave it just the way we found it, you know, so we'd be invited back. That's very important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Played that also for Joe Patrick, because I figured that Joe, if he is any kind of Van Halen fan, he's a Dave Van Halen fan and not a Sammy fan, because he probably likes the partying and the frat boy stuff and all of that. But I could be wrong. Joe, first of all, good morning. Hey, do you
good morning, yet?
I already got him cracking up. And secondly, my observation on you, was it accurate? Was it off? Where was I with that?
I hate to say this, but I probably could not distinguish between the two Van Halens, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think Van Halen was just a little bit before my time, or maybe Van Halen was not something that really got played in my house when I was growing up, or whatever reason.
My house either, but I'm just saying. At least
it's weird because my dad loved like 80s, like he was always into like 80s hair metal kind of.
Right.
He has like a guilty pleasure for that, but maybe that's maybe my mom got the overriding vote on whatever music was getting played. She's generally more into it.
Okay. That was more than I expected, but I was just throwing out a Dave and Sammy thing there. But
there you go.
He didn't have it in his house.
No.
There you go.
There you go, man. But
not
listen,
there.
We may ask you about two teams, so be ready for that. But we're going to start off with the Falcons, obviously. You've been out there. You and Sam been bumping into each other, giving yourselves the Falcon handshake and all that stuff out there. But listen, we're past speculating on what this team is going to look like. We can stop complaining about what we did or didn't see during the preseason games. It is now time, and we've heard what we've heard out of Pittsburgh. Talk about this matchup and the things that are front and center in your mind.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but it is like Sam and I are in a secret club. We have the privilege to get to go up and watch this team practice. Well, while a lot of fans haven't been able to do that, obviously, because of construction up there at Flyer Branch. But, you know, Falcons fans are probably waiting for this game more than any other, not only because it's week one. I mean, obviously everybody's looking forward to the week one game, but obviously the Arthur Smith storyline happening. And also not just the fact that it's, kind of surrounding Arthur Smith, but also, you know, seeing the kind of struggles that Pittsburgh has had so far in preseason. I think it has a lot of Falcons fans, you know, licking their lips about the potential of, you know, what this game could be. And who knows, maybe the players are kind of also sensing something like that. I think it's going to be a very interesting battle because this team is, you know, I think the Steelers are for the most part going to understand what this team can do in terms of what pieces they have, especially on offense, with how they're going to run the ball and how they're kind of want to distribute to all these different receivers. But you know, they don't know exactly how the scheme is going to change from what it was under Arthur Smith to what it's going to look like in some of those intricacies and details in Zach Robinson's scheme. And I think that some of the things that we're going to see is I think we're going to see a lot more kind of screen game, short passing game. That was something that, the quarterbacks last year could never really seem to do. And I don't know if Arthur Smith wanted to risk too much with them running some of this quick game RPO type stuff. I think we're going to see a little bit of that. Obviously, you don't have a threat with Kirk Cousins to run the ball like you do in some of those situations. But I think it's going to be, you know, an explosive offense over the course of the season. I really don't have that many question marks about it. The biggest question mark I have is about the defense and how they're going to hold up over the course of the season and how these new additions are going to kind of integrate into the team and in week one, how much they're going to be able to play. Because these guys just came into the team a couple weeks ago.
Right. Joe Patrick, again, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You brought his name up three times during that little thing. And I want to ask you this question because it's been asked by others. Russell Wilson is what he is. But is Arthur Smith and by extension Mike Tomlin the right people to harness the talent that Chicago couldn't of Justin Fields?
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
But I want to know what you thought.
I will say this. You know, if you look at Arthur Smith's career as a play caller so far, Matt Ryan is by far the best quarterback that he's had to work with. He got that for 1 year. It's kind of been the calling card of his coaching career so far, or play calling career, I should say, is just have kind of a rotating cast of quarterbacks, who none of which are really, like, thought to be – you know, super highly touted, except for Matt Ryan, of course. And he's got that situation basically again in Pittsburgh. Obviously, a couple of these guys were highly touted at some point in their careers, but none really right now. And it feels, guys, like one of those situations. It's that classic cliche of when you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. And, of course, the Falcons kind of have a situation like that, but there's a clear, very, very clear role for each of the two quarterbacks, despite the fact that Penix was a top 10 pick. In Pittsburgh, it's like they got both of these guys because they were cheap and affordable. But what does that mean? You know, like they both are competing for playing time this year. They have clear, career ambitions that they want to try to achieve. And, you know, they're obviously going to start it out with Russell Wilson. That's a great opportunity for the Falcons to pick up some sacks because he's going to hold on to that football for a long time. And I think that things could get kind of ugly in Pittsburgh, honestly, with this quarterback situation. It's a really difficult division. If you think about their schedule, like this is one they kind of need to get off on a right foot as well. And it's not going to be easy at all with all the unknowns that they'll be facing from the Atlanta side. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult. And I foresee this quarterback situation in Pittsburgh being an ongoing point of contention for media and maybe the team alike, really all the way throughout the year. I frankly don't see this ending well, but it will be, you know, I'll tip my hat to Arthur if he is able to figure something out and kind of keep that ship stable throughout the season.
Yeah, they're going to lean on their defense, and while their offense has some confusion, I think they will have with this quarterback situation. Spend time on the waitfor.com hotline with Joe Patrick on this Labor Day Monday morning. And he is social. You can always find him at J.A. Patrick, at J.A. Patrick 200, J.A. Patrick 200. All right, look at our folks, and we know what we expect to get from offense. This defense with the new additions. You know, a lot of practice time, but still no game time. And that's the thing I think that concerns a lot of people, Joe, is that, yeah, we know what we're supposed to have. We've seen them in practice. We've had a chance to see them in practice. But now the lights are going to go on Sunday. And, you know, you think you're going to see a certain thing, but we haven't seen it already in any type of game situations as far as the preseason goes. This is so different.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the way that the NFL seems to be going. And obviously not every coach is on board. And it's kind of funny that with week one you've got a team that did not play any starters, not just the quarterback, but no starters essentially played for any of the preseason snaps against a team and, you know, head coach Mike Tomlin, who really values the, you know, preseason reps and gets his guys his action. And they even go full on live tackling to the ground at practice, which is just unheard of, but seems to be unheard of. But Mike Tomlin's kind of one of those old school mentality type of guys. And so it's just two different approaches. And I wanted to see the Falcons starters play in preseason just because I'm intrigued like everybody else. And I just, it's out of more of my pure curiosity, more than I actually think that it's going to help them, because I do understand the coach's point where it's like, if the plays that you're going out there to run are not even something that you would run in the game because you don't want to show anything, you would never run anything that vanilla in an actual regular season game, how much value is it actually adding for your starters? I get that argument, and that it's not really adding much of anything. But I do think there probably is some value in especially the quarterback in Kirk Cousins, who has not, you know, faced live action since going out with his Achilles injury last year, to have him at least be in the pocket. You can draw up some quick passes so that he can get rid of the ball, but at least give him that kind of feeling of being in that pocket, knowing that he could get taken down. I mean, I have to think that even in the back of his mind in a practice situation, even though, you know, the players are flying around all around him in the pocket, they have clear instructions not to touch him, and that's got to be in his head when he's practicing, knowing that he's just not going to take a violent hit. And of course, you wouldn't want him to take a violent hit in a preseason game either, but just the mentality of knowing that that could happen, I think would be a good thing, or it seems to me like it would be a good thing for kind of just your general like nerves and demeanor come week one, knowing that you've already faced that. But, you know, it is what it is. And guys, well, I shouldn't say that this conversation is going to be put away, because if the Falcons come out and look sloppy and are committing penalties, and especially the operational stuff, I think that would be the most telling of whether they could have used preseason or not, is whether, you know, are the play calls coming in on time? Are they having any delay of games? Are they having any weird, you know, pre-snap penalties that is setting them back? If that's happening, then it's clear that they were not prepared enough. And I think we'll just have to wait until Monday morning to have those discussions once again. And hopefully that will be maybe the last time we talk about preseason until next year when it comes around and we'll do it all over again.
All right, we just got a minute or so here. I want to get your thoughts. From across the board, locally and nationally, everybody's given this division to the Falcons. If not them, who do you think will take it and why?
Well, I guess if it's not the Falcons, I would have to go to the Bucks kind of as a default pick. But guys, like the narrative that I'm hearing about this division from pretty much everybody, especially outside of Atlanta, is that, you know, the Falcons are going to kind of win the division by default because it's a terrible division and et cetera, et cetera. We've all heard that before. I'm actually, like, quite bullish the other way, where I think the Falcons actually have a decent chance of actually getting the number one overall seed in the NFC. And that is because – that's not because I think that they're the best, most talented team in the NFC. Clearly not. But look at the schedule. If you look at the schedule and you say, okay, they're going to beat these teams in the division because it is a bad division – hardly any good quarterbacks, especially in the second half of the season down the stretch. A lot of rookie quarterbacks too. You know, bad quarterback situations that by the end of the season could already kind of have devolved. When you talk about the Giants and the Raiders, who knows what's going to go on in Washington with the rookie quarterback. So it is a very, very favorable schedule for the Falcons, and they frankly have to take advantage. I honestly, it's hard for me to actually see this going another way, but you know, knock on wood, we'll see what happens.
Listen, all right, we got to talk to this dude next week. How about that?
How about that?
It'll be ready.
All right, I'll be ready.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe, man, as always, thank you for making time for us on these early mornings.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys. Joe Patrick joining us. We got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. We're going to get you set for today's matchups. It is Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse on this Labor Day Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything. Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Labor Day Monday morning. Thank you for sharing some of your Labor Day holiday weekend with us.
Yep.
And like I said, we're going to leave everything arranged.
Yep.
Just like we found it here in the studio.
Actually cleaner.
Yeah.
I got the wipes out.
You got the wipes out.
I get the wipes out.
They'll thank us for that later.
Yeah, they will.
Yep.
Well, I don't know who's coming in here after us, but it's clean now.
How about that?
That's all I know. So anyway, in for Steak and Sandra. We're in for the morning shift earlier, so I guess shout-outs to five people. Tiffany, Bo, Mike, Steak and Sandra. Who am I leaving out? The producers. Bo, Oren, and Abe, and who am I missing? Who am I missing there?
Day-Day.
Noel. Day-Day. Oh, Day-Day. Yeah. Has he slowed down from Friday night?
No, but.
Jeez. Why y'all got him running like that?
He's on the go, man. He's always on the go. That's why I'm Saturday night. That's why I'm Saturday night over at the Georgia State, Georgia Tech game. He was over there.
Mm.
And Garrett was, too.
Garrett. Man, Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to do something here. Hang on a second.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on a second. Because I'm not normally here, but I got to let you know that, at 9 o'clock, we're in the 9 o'clock hour. I got to remind you, all four seasons, I have them. I mean, I literally called them about within the last month.
Okay.
Because I needed some kind of repair. I got their little sticker on the side there, and I had to call them. The guy came out. He's out there about 15 minutes. Boom. Done. Yeah, it was. But I just saw this, and I went, hey, yeah, I called them. Anyway, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care.
How about that?
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's for 9 o'clock hour.
All right. Today is Monday. Braves are off today. And, you know, maybe they need to shake out the cobwebs from dropping 3 out of 4 in Philly, man. come back and get refocused and get ready to go tomorrow. We'll see what happens with that. You know, meanwhile, with the U.S. Open continues today, Tommy Paul, the American that's still in the field, one of the Americans still on the men's side, that plays in prime time tonight at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And let's see who's left on the Caroline Wozniacki is still in this tournament. Eagles Swiatek, of course, the top seed, plays tonight. Jessica Pegula will play at noon today. So if you're checking out things that are happening up there, usually this is a good day for that. For checking out those type things. But also, you know, if you're going to get out and do your cookouts and whatnot, I talked with a couple of high school football coaches. Those guys are still, they got to practice. They got games Friday.
Yeah, well.
You know, they're on schedule.
It ain't like it's heavy lifting. They're out there playing a game. And they're enjoying it. They're having fun.
Yeah, they are. So, I mean, that's the thing. In school, it's still a new school year. That's that enthusiasm and everything. Everybody's excited. So, they're working.
Can we dip our toe into what has been talked about? We talked about it throughout the weekend. Now the national media is getting a hold of it, and it's amazing how this has gone, this person's name has gone from one extreme to the other. I mean, when Nick Saban left, it was like, okay, well, this is the opening for Dabo. He's probably going to get the first call, and he did speak with the university. He didn't tell us what it was, but he did speak with them. I always thought he should stay in Clemson and build that program, but that was before I saw the transfer portal and the moving pieces that are now college football. And now he's going to be one of the last man standing because he's not dealing with the transfer portal.
Well, it'll be like Roy Williams. He'll have his popcorn and he'll be sitting there in the stands.
Well, how many of these guys, how many guys got championships that are still coaching?
Active coaches with Division I championships, three. That is all. With the retirement of Nick Saban, three.
Kirby?
And with the dismissal of Jimbo Fisher last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, those guys had
championships. Harbaugh split.
And Harbaugh split. So that leaves you, you know, with Kirby Smart, it leaves you with Dabo Swinney and Mack Brown, whose championship was really before the playoff. He goes back that far. So, I mean, it says a little something about the pressure. You want the success and you want it to be continuous. You know, it's ramped up because you had to make it to that 14 playoff. Now the 12-team playoff, you know, may give, you know, some coaches who don't win 11, 12 games. Some are going to still make it in, depending on what conference they're coming out of.
Right.
Yeah.
How long do you think he lasts with this stance?
Yeah.
Now, he's going to make it through this season, but as we've heard, the folks in Clemson are getting upset.
Well, yeah.
Because they know if this guy over here is doing this, Heather did, he ain't beat NC State in a minute.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's bringing him back to the pack as far as the ACC goes,
right? Really.
And we got this question about this team we're going to watch tonight, this Florida State team, as to who they're really going to be. They're still establishing their identity. We knew who they were last year before their quarterback got hurt. They were Florida State. We're not sure who they are this year So, I mean, we're watching them tonight to see what they do, how they bounce back from the defeat, to Georgia Tech, because everybody still puts Florida State and Clemson at the top of the ACC, regardless of what you saw Saturday against Georgia, regardless of what you saw last week against Georgia Tech.
Are they going to be able to make a 30-for-30 out of what happens in the ACC this year?
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, we talk about the Big Ten and SEC, and they are with the as far as powers, but the stories are coming out of the ACC. Between what you just described, and was it Miami suing the conference?
Miami's not doing it. It's basically Florida State, Clemson.
Okay, Florida State, Clemson, trying to get on out of there. I just don't know. But I don't want to say that this guy, I don't know how long his contract is, Dabo.
Yeah.
At Clemson.
Oh, he's probably got one of those ridiculous buyouts, too, now.
Well, it didn't hurt Jimbo Fisher. He's down there fishing right now with $75 million in his back pocket. These guys got the money. We know that.
Yep.
We're in the information age. We know how much these universities make. So if they get tired of him. Now, the question is, A, what does the ACC look like if and when he goes? And then are they – John just – thank you, Mr. Fricky.
Right.
John just jumped in. Said $60
million.
Well, they paid Jimbo $75 million, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's a bargain.
That's what they buy. And Saban's buyout, I think, was only like about $45 million. I think, you know what I mean.
SEC, yeah, ACC, and SEC money.
That's amazing, man. Amazing what you pay.
But is it worth taking a step back to move two steps forward?
And the thing of it is, if you let Sweeney go, who do you bring in there?
Well, that's the other question too.
Especially if you're going to change conferences. If you're going to change conferences, that's amazing. And that circles back to somebody you talked about yesterday as far as Florida State and the possibility of Deion Sanders departing Colorado. I don't think he does that. And I really think he stays, especially if Florida State comes into the Big 12, because Colorado's in the Big 12 now. And I just think the idea of competing against them, playing against them, going in recruiting against them, just for the attention that it would get. Not saying they have a team that will be able to run with them, but it would be something that would attract viewers. It would attract eyeballs.
I just wonder how much longer Deion can continue with this act and what he's doing. Because if you listen to I've been listening to his kids and the people who played for him. And he's bringing that old school mentality, even though he's not that old, but he's trying to, you know, do it his way or the highway. And I believe in 2024, new coaches got to have a whole different type of staff than Nick Saban had. You have so many other moving parts in the ways and the way you connect and with these with the players today.
Oh yeah,
the way you talk to them today.
Yeah.
You can't do it that old way. And so, to your point, I don't know who comes in behind Clemson and makes them a success again. It's going to have to be somebody who understands this player, not understand necessarily football, but this type of player and putting them together and what you need to do from social media on everything in between. Right? Because that's all a part of it, right? That fills up a coach's week.
True. Or the illusion of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you put some, you got somebody who's designated to follow around with the camera. Remember when, I recall when Deion Sanders first landed down at Jackson State, he was doing things like, let me introduce you to people who work in the cafeteria. You had a guy with a camera. That was a little thing to do.
Exactly.
But you spend it out there on social media. He's like, wow, you're getting around. He's getting to know everybody. You know, so it's little things. It's your timing and how frequently you put it out there. Let me watch again tomorrow. Let me see what it's going to put out. And that's what made things really catch fire at Jackson State. So, I mean, that's and who else can command that, though?
There's nobody.
Right?
No. There's nobody.
That's the other thing.
And the reason we brought his name up yesterday is because I just thought that there was a shot across the bow this past week with the argument back and forth, the nonsensical stuff between him and the media. And you put all that in a blender, and somebody could make an argument that, well, maybe he's positioning himself to get out of Boulder because his kid's going to be getting out of Boulder. And, you know, between Travis Hunter and his kids, them all leaving, maybe he thinks about, and I threw out Florida State as the obvious landing spot, but wherever it is, I just wonder if getting out of there was what was behind what we saw last week, or one of the things behind what we saw last week. Upsetting the media, local media, having the university step up in front of them, right? Because you know they didn't want to do that, but I'm sure there was somebody from his team reminding them how much money Deion made for them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they don't need anybody to remind them. They know exactly where the cash is coming from.
Right? So, like I said, may you live in interesting times, they say.
Yeah, but he's an outlier, man. Nobody else can do that.
Yeah. Let me remind you that we have got you set as, despite... Let's do it this way. It's a race week.
Yeah.
You got Atlanta Motor Speedway getting ready for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart next weekend. Going to put out a first-class show. But we've also got football action.
Oh, absolutely.
And the season starts on Thursday night. And if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got it for you right here. Baltimore, Kansas City, pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:15. Friday, we have got Green Bay and Philadelphia.
From?
Yes. Pardon?
From?
Well, that is not written here. I know it's on the road. Tell me where.
Brazil.
Okay. That's probably why I forgot. You know how I feel about those games.
Brazil.
Yeah. Rio?
All the way, no. I assume. That might be the biggest stadium they got down there. But
anyway, if you can't get in front of a TV and watch Brazil and Green Bay and Philadelphia, well, you're going to be watching Brazil because they'll be playing it there, right? It'll be on WAOK. Pre-game at 7:30. Kick at 8:15. We don't have time to get into my problems with these guys moving all around the world, and they're not going to put a team there, so what's the point? And ain't nobody from – you think people in Green Bay going to get on a flight and go to Brazil?
With no carnival going on?
If it was carnival, that'd be different.
They might throw a special carnival just for this week. The NFL is in town.
And then Saturday, of course, a full day of college football action, starting with Texas at Michigan, and followed by Iowa State. Do you still call it the Fighting – Iowa State.
Oh, Fighting Dave Archers.
Dave Archers, that's it, yeah.
With the Fighting Dave Archers.
We got to get Dave on here, too, soon.
Yeah, we do.
Iowa State at Iowa, and then the last game, speaking of Deion, Colorado at Nebraska. That's going to be a rude awakening, I got a feeling. What? But everything gets that Colorado at Nebraska game.
For who?
For Colorado.
You think so?
I absolutely.
They rediscovered football at Nebraska.
I didn't say they did that, but they look who gave them a game
that's
last week, beating Colorado.
That's a whole different animal now.
Well, yes, right. You like to call them like the modern-day App State.
They're App State in green uniforms. They're going to come take your check. They're coming to your party, take your check, you know, and it might leave with your girlfriend. That's North Dakota State, man.
Talking about my junior year in high school.
Yeah, man.
Falcons at Pittsburgh. We go from college to pros next Sunday. It all starts here at 11 a.m. That's the pregame show. Kick at 1 o'clock, followed by the Rams at Detroit. That's one of the teams I had in the Super Bowl, by the way.
Detroit.
If I had to pick a team coming out of the right now, coming out of the NFC, I'm not going to be a homer. I'm going to tell you who I think because I think they got a taste of it last year.
All right. We're back next Sunday? At what time?
We'll be back next. What you mean?
I mean, we're till 9.
Next Sunday. Well, we'll be here at 6.
We'll be here at 6.
Just start with us at 6 9. O'clock and stay with us until we leave. No, we're 6 to 9 next week.
They've got next. We're going to be cranking it back up soon.
We are going to be. Well, let me get the official so we can. Because I want to find out from Sandra where to send people to.
Okay.
Because that may change.
But just tell people to get ready.
Get ready. We did a feature this past year where we were giving opportunities to 13-year-olds and under to come on here and give us a report. 1-minute sports report. They get to write it. It gets to be whatever they want to talk about. And the feature is called They Got Next. It is returning soon.
Yep. Since school is back.
Yeah.
Since school is back.
So we're going to take care of that. Listen, enjoy your week, Mr. Crenshaw.
We're going to do that. I'm back here Friday night, 7 to midnight. Me and Chris Parker and our cast of thousands.
Noel.
The High School Scoreboard Show. We'll
Noel,
see you there.
As always, thank you, thank you, thank you. John Fricke is up next, again, to Steak and Sandra. And before that, Tiffany, Bo, and Mike, thank you for letting us occupy your seats on this holiday weekend. To everybody else, thank you for letting us be a part of your Labor Day mornings. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.